妻女的轮椅。
Hello, you. Welcome to Dirty Laundry with myself, Naomi, and our favorite host, Pinky. Pinky, how are you?
It's weird how you introduce yourself like that. Why would you introduce yourself?
Are we going to do this on every show? Are we going to actually do this on every show?
And then ask yourself how you're doing. Okay, Pinky, I'm sure you're well. So, me, the brain, would like to introduce myself. I am Beston, the co-host of Dirty Laundry, here with my co-host, Pinky, who likes speaking about herself in the third person.
You know, one of these days, you're just going to have to give up on this whole name thing, because we know it's Pinky and the Brain, and I am definitely the Brain, you're definitely Pinky, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, these days, pink is a very manly color, apparently.
Quick question, when you say... we know, is this you and the voices in your head, or
why,
like, what's
being
going
insulted
on
so early on in the show? We're a team. We are a team.
I think that would be a debate, I think, for the ages, you know, like how there's the whole Apple Android and the whole
we should actually do a show on that.
It is, yes, that's exactly, that's such a big,
we are going so off topic.
It would be something to make a show about, hey?
We would definitely.
Yeah,
but that is not
on today's
show.
We're discussing future topics. We're doing this for the viewers.
Oh, for the viewers.
For the listeners.
Okay, that makes more sense. For the listeners. We should actually do a poll and ask them, like, what would you like to listen to Pinky and the Brain discussing?
Interesting.
It would be very interesting. But today we are looking at some very... interesting topics. We are looking at people specifically Jeff Bezos going to space with a whole bunch of people, but people don't want him to come back. They want him to stay in space. Imagine, like, people are so mean. But we're also looking at some very weird, not weird, some very interesting policies that you have to follow at work, at specific workplaces. Yeah. Probably should follow them at all workspaces, just for the fact of being what? Help me out here. I don't have the words.
Well, I'm just one of those. I don't know, man. Like, some of them I don't fully support because they're so weird.
Yeah.
So I guess they want to be on the safe side. I'll say to be safe.
To be safe. Policy, before we get into the good stuff, though. Before we get into the good stuff, here is a song called Get Right by Papa Sun.
Get Right.
You're in the mix with Zero time, no. Zero time, no.
Old time something come back again. Your face make me smile. Why you there so I bend it up? Money are your problem. Who they tell you fi go spend it up? And equally you can believe and no blend it up. La champ on your money and no know say you feeling it up. Why you keep fi spend and you no fi best friend it up? Why you have fi pray each and every day me send it up? Gospel have fi preach and me there fi defend it up. Bountiful blessing coming down from heaven it up. Problem arise father there so fi mend it up. Man I no chicken so me na go mad a hen it up. Soar like a eagle and me wing me extend it up. Man no flip flops and me na go pick pen it up. Yo. Left right, left right, left right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left right, left right, left right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left right, left right, left right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left right, left right, left right, soldier.
Put the road to the rubber and the rubber to the road. Like a nail to me finger and the body in a me clothes. Like the taste to me tongue and the smell to me nose. Like a pot to the pump stove and the water in a me hose. Me surrender like a camel, me have the ease of the load. Father give me the love in me heart from me head and to me toes. Keep me ice pan the price, can me done smell the rose. Me press play for the opportunity, delete the pose. Rich man I get poor, the poor I get poor. Stress and disappointment are hit the floor. Seek the one that pull the door, ray of the remedy and the cure. Cause him never get tired when you're seeking for more. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier.
My name is Dandison, I am a Christian. Come from Jamrock, Robber, Jamaica. Thank you, Jesus, for me salvation. May I be tell that to each and every nation. Jump around, live Christ and your King. Make them know, say so you love him and ting. Ball it out, you have your one a friend. Jump around, make me hear when I sing.
Left, right, left, right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier. Get right, get right, get right, poser. Left, right, left, right, left, right, soldier.
All right, that was some hot music. That
definitely
was some
representing
some hot tracks. That was some popular tunes.
I don't think you have any other way of describing this song, so let's move on to Jeff Bezos. That is what the people want to hear. They want to hear about Jeff Bezos and space. Tell us about it.
You know, what I was trying to do was kind of like, you know, you hang the bait out in front of like the people and get them really wanting it.
Okay.
They're just like, you know, when are you going to give it to us? When are you going to give it to us? And I was just trying to drag it out like that. To increase anticipation.
Give it to them now. They are waiting now.
Yes. So let me... In other news, Jeff Bezos, right?
Amazon CEO.
Former CEO, let me say.
Former CEO.
As Amazon CEO, so that he could solely focus on his other company, Blue Origin, which is a space, let me say, company or organization where they deal with creating reusable rockets, right? So he stepped down, you know, just so that he could be the CEO of that and solely focus on that. So with his new rocket, he wants to basically be to test flight. Let me say, or to be a pilot. Let me say a pilot, to be an astronaut on his rocket. I think him and another bidder, I think, will be going
also
to space.
Also, his brother
and
also apparently is going onto this thing with him.
Yeah, I need to check up exactly on who's going.
Must be nice to be related to someone who can take you to space.
It is. It must be. Those are a lot of perks, you know.
Sure.
There's a lot of perks to have, like, you know, it's a conversation starter.
You want to go to the space next week.
But yeah, so he wants to basically test out his rocket in person.
Yeah.
And what then happened online was, out of nowhere, petition started that Jeff Bezos should not be allowed re-entry back to Earth.
Yeah, people are, as always, upset because what is happening is that they're claiming that people are being treated badly at his companies. People are in like horrible working situations. So they're like, you know what, if this man can afford a house with like 25 bathrooms and has no humanity in him to like organize his work environment for his people to be safe, then he might as well just stay in space. But some people are even going further than that. Like, people, when they're emotional, they really go deep. People are saying he mustn't just stay in space because there's no place for him on Earth and there's no place for him in space either.
Sure.
Deep.
Where do they want him to go?
At this point, they want him to create his own planet. And the crazy thing is that there's more than one petition, but then, like, so far, all the signatures have come up to, like, 60,000. 60,000 people want him to stay in space.
Which is freaking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's so funny. It's so freaking funny. Like, when I first stumbled upon this, I was just, like, at a loss for words. Hey, I was, like, I was just laughing out loud. Like, who comes up with this? Like, I know you're unhappy about, you know, the Amazon employees' working conditions and all that in just these Amazon stores. But come on, that team must go to space and not come back. Look, he's still deserving of human rights and all, is he not?
He is deserving of human rights, but then their argument is that he's infringing on other people's human rights.
I hear you, but is he deserving of being left in space, though? Like, really?
Look, if he can have a house with 25 bathrooms, he probably will make a very cool spaceship that he can live on.
No, but to chase him away from the entire planet.
You know what,
Nim? That's because there's some disgruntled employees in his company.
Disgruntled employees? Is that what we're calling them?
Yes, they're disgruntled employees. Why isn't this same kind of treatment being expected off of, like, hardened criminals, you know?
What I was about to say.
Why don't we just send all the criminals to space and, you know, just leave them there? Why specifically Jeff Bezos?
What I was about to say is that he should go first, right? And then everyone else, all the other bad people, can just follow
him. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's a good solution. Unless you have a better solution.
Yes, Sam, it's not like he's a criminal. He just happened to own a company where, I guess, the working conditions of some of the employees are not too proper.
It's not just the fact that the working conditions are for the employees are bad. It's the fact that they're bad, but then he's, like, living such a lavish lifestyle with 25 bathrooms. Do you understand why they're like, you know what, then just go to space, stay in space? And it's not like anybody else said, I'm going to space. If somebody else said they were going to space and they were bad, the social justice police would be like, okay, yeah, stay there, you know.
But you can't live in space just because it's not a rock. It's not like a house that is getting into space with. It's just a rocket. All it just has is for a place for you
he can go to the International Space Station. Okay, and they can keep sending up, like, different types of ships, and then that'll be, like, different types of continents and countries, so they can send one from China, where there's, like, Chinese people on there, they can send one from Australia, from South Africa, from wherever, and then they just create a whole new place for bad people in space.
I don't see how, there's so many loopholes, one of which, I don't see how this would resolve the situation for the employees. They'll actually end up being unemployed.
Rather, they clearly want to be unemployed. They want to be unemployed than treated badly.
Okay, if they want to go with that. Honestly, I really think this is more based off of, like, some sort of
meme.
A meme, really.
Yeah.
Really, I really see this as just a meme, as a joke.
Yeah.
That happened to write off the wind of the internet.
They are going about this the correct way, because in today's day and age, if you're upset about something, you start a petition. Has a petition ever helped anyone? No. Not that I know of, unless it's like one of those. No. Okay, so petitions don't work, but GoFundMes do work. So, create a GoFundMe to get Jeff Bezos into space, then he would definitely get into space. But if we had to create a petition, which they have created a petition to make him stay into space, it is not very likely that he's going to stay in space just because 60,000 people signed it. I mean, there's like 8 billion people in the world. 60,000 is nothing.
Exactly. And also, I think, it's just a joke. I think all of this is just a running joke, because in conjunction with this, there's another petition as well, which has got thousands of signatures, where for some obscure reason, people want Jeff Bezos to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it.
What? Why would you... There's only one real Mona Lisa. Why would you want to destroy the Mona Lisa? You know what he must eat? He must eat that statue that was invisible for like $18,000. That's what he must buy and eat. Not the Mona Lisa. Like, the Mona Lisa is valuable. Why would he eat it? How would he even eat it? You know, people are weird.
You know what kills me? So when you read the description on the petition on change.org, it reads as follows. Nobody has eaten the Mona Lisa, and we feel Jeff Bezos needs to take a stand and make this happen.
There's only one Mona Lisa. If you could go to a restaurant and, oh my goodness, how is it going to even eat it? It's not edible. Unless they like shred it and put it in his juice or something. But then that's...
You see, the mistake I believe people are making now is, or you would be making, is trying to juice some sort of logic behind this.
Yeah,
there's no logic behind this.
I think
that's what makes
just,
it funny, I believe, as
they're
well.
Just
it's
going
just
with the whole thing of him having a whack load of money and he can do weird things with his money. So that's what they're just going with.
He can pretty much do whatever he wants, I guess. Maybe they're riding off of that. And why not do this? Why not buy and eat the Mona Lisa?
Why not buy and eat the Mona Lisa?
You know, it is worth $850 million, eh?
Damn, that is a lot of money.
That's nearly $1 billion for a painting. It's
why
ridiculous.
Again? Why was it so special again?
I guess one thing, it's a painting by Leonardo da Vinci. You know, he's one of the esteemed Renaissance artists.
Yeah, but it's
painters,
not like it's his only painting.
Because he also has, like, he's notorious for not finishing stuff. So it's also one of his finished pieces of art. And also people like that whole effect it has, that no matter what angle you look at it, it looks like he's looking at you in the eye.
That's creepy.
And then it is freaky. It really is freaky.
But that is genius, though.
Yeah, it's got that effect going on. And I don't know what else about it. I guess it's also quite lifelike, they would say.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
For the time that it was created in, it's actually very brilliant, honestly.
Yeah. But whether it's worth nearly $1 billion, that's debatable.
Clearly it is.
But one thing for sure, people want Jeff Bezos to eat it.
Can he not eat it? He's not going to eat it. He's actually, there's no way he's going to eat it, because that's just that.
Definitely what I'm doing after, you know, we've signed off, I'm going straight to change.org and signing
to sign
his
the
petition.
Then you might as well also sign the petition to keep him in space.
Yeah, why not? You know, just for the meme.
Why not?
Because, you know, what I love about these things, if they get enough attention, it would reach Jeff Bezos. And I would love to see his reaction.
He would actually
things.
Do it. I feel like he would actually do it. Not the space thing, but the Mona Lisa thing, he would actually do it.
I don't think he would, hey? I really don't think
Speaking
he would.
Speaking of petitions, right? Remember there was that one time that Netflix created this... Well, Netflix didn't create the movie, but people were banning Netflix because of cuties, right?
Yes.
So apparently, Netflix isn't just a monster, bad monster of a company, right? So they have this 5-second rule that you're going to tell us more about, because my mind is just boggled by this rule.
Yeah, so I think during the whole... let me say, wave of like your Me Too movement and all that, when harassment in the office workspace was like a big thing.
Yeah.
To address it, Netflix decided to come up with a few policies, right?
Yeah.
To moderate workplace behavior, specifically in the interaction between male and female co-workers.
Yeah.
One of them is the 5-second rule.
What is the 5-second rule?
Now you might think, what, am I not able to pick up food that I drop like
in the
after
office?
5 seconds,
like if you drop
know,
your food in the office for 5 seconds, yeah, it's yeah. gone. It's gone. It's no. gone. Nope, that's
totally
not the rule.
Not
that. That is totally not the rule.
Entails is that also it has another name, the staring rule. What this means is as a male employee, you cannot keep consistently, let me say, eye contact with a female employee for more than 5 seconds.
That is...
Because if you do, the female employee is liable to go and report you
for 5 seconds.
Behavior.
Like, yeah, you can't look at the opposite sex for 5 seconds in their eyes. In
yes.
their eyes. You're
yes.
not looking at any other body parts. You're not looking at anything but their eyes, and they can actually call sexual harassment on you for looking at them in their eyes for 6 minutes.
Yes, you are creeping her out.
You know, Netflix.
5 seconds, or more than 5 seconds.
Wow. That is very interesting. How do they hold conversations?
I guess as you speak, maybe you look down every 4.5 seconds.
Okay,
you
but
look
then
away.
Looking down also is dangerous, because then if it's a girl, she'll think that you're looking at her chest, which is also sexual harassment. So you
I guess
can't...
you look all the way down, so it looks like you're looking at your own toes.
Then you come across as somebody who's not confident about what you're saying, like you're nervous or you're shy or you're lying or something. You know, body language says a lot. Like if you're looking at your feet and you won't look at me in the eyes, it means that you're lying, kind of, sort of, basically, yes.
Hey, I don't want you to go and report me for being inappropriate. So, it's you know, it's so ridiculous when you think of it. I guess the idea behind it, I would support, you know?
Yeah.
The one on the curb, the
okay,
whole...
But can they make it realistic? 5 seconds is not a lot. It's literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That,
oh, you're
that...
looking at me for that long. I'm going to HR.
That is insane. That is actually insane. You can't look at somebody in the eyes for 5 seconds.
Yeah, you just
otherwise
don't stare
it's hashtag
them.
Me too.
Basically, 5 seconds, yeah. Also, in addition to, I guess this one kind of makes a bit of sense, whereby you're not allowed to exchange numbers in the office space. So you can't ask your coworker for their numbers in the office.
Okay, but I can ask them in the car park.
I wonder how much it covers, hey? Like what?
Because, I mean, the parking lot is still company property, isn't it?
I guess,
across the road? Can I give them my number across the road?
I guess across the road, yes. I could ask you for your number and then you could give me across the road. But then the moment you enter the office, there becomes a problem. So you're not allowed. And then another company as well, NBC, has one where the no-hugging rule.
Okay, that's
so
one that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Because then that's...
So, but yeah.
That you having, like, you getting into somebody's space, you know?
No, yeah, pretty much. And if you do, let's say,
yeah.
if you happen to, it needs to be within the space of a second.
So you hug each other for, like, 1 second.
1 second. Your hand
so like a
should
quick
be
side
only
hug.
On... Yeah, your hand should be only over the shoulder and should be off within a second.
So... My hands and your hands should both be over shoulders. How is that possible?
Well, interestingly enough, majority of these rules are mainly targeted at the guys. So
oh,
they don't
okay,
really
so the guys' hands
the
should be over the
yes.
shoulders. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So there
okay.
isn't really much stipulated on the female side of things, even in
Why
the 5
not?
Seconds. Well, even if you, I guess if you look at how it's been painted, like even in media and stuff,
oh,
the
yeah.
males or
yeah.
the guys are the bad guys. We're the villains
oh,
of
yeah.
society. We're the menaces of society.
Ish, you're the trash of society.
Apparently.
Shame, shame. But I feel like the rules, if they're going to make rules, they should go both ways.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not the case, as it is seen in a lot of these
not.
Companies. As I am a villain, apparently.
Sorry, Basin. You are the villain, unfortunately. It's not your fault. It's just you. I was born this way. The problem, you were born this way. Okay, so voting time. Number one, keeping Jeff Bezos in space. Yes, no.
Yes.
Yes.
He must stay in space. For the memes.
For the memes. Okay, I'm also voting yes. I feel like it would be quite cool to have somebody like just randomly living in space because people signed a petition. It makes no sense, but that's my logic.
No, but he won't be living. He'll make it a few hours before not being alive anymore.
Oh, damn.
Because the shuttles only have a specific amount of life support, you know, for what it's supposed to be doing. It's not for extended stay in space. Because if you really look at it, these guys want this guy to pretty much die in space.
That's very mean. I'm changing my vote. I vote no. Oh my goodness. I vote no. Okay, number two. Jeff Bezos to eat the Mona Lisa. I vote hell no.
Hell yes.
What?
Hell yes. Wouldn't this be like a crazy historical monumental event to take place?
Nobody
like in
should
history,
eat.
Like looking
nobody
history,
should eat the Mona Lisa. Lisa. Nobody should eat the Mona Lisa.
Why the hell not?
Okay, best then. You know what? If you've got R1 billion,
U.S. dollars,
$1 billion will find you something to do with your money. I promise you, you don't have to use it to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it. That should be a criminal offense, actually.
Why? If you can buy it, we know how much it's worth.
Why would you eat it? If you like, can hang it on top of your toilet or your, like, I don't know. Just don't eat it.
For the memes, Naomi.
Yeah. For the memes. For the memes. Okay. Next one. 5-second rule. Yay, nay?
I would say no.
This is best. And so you want to stare at your co-worker for 7 minutes in the eyes. Seven whole seconds in the eye.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely with you. I don't know how to word it, but yeah.
Yeah, I also like, feel like it doesn't make sense.
Because another thing now that I've developed, I think as a, you know how just we're social creatures, human beings, and sometimes you adopt the, how can I say, you adopt the little things another person does as you spend time with them. So I've adopted this thing where now when I think, you know, you tend to look at someone as you think.
And you don't even notice you're doing it. Like, you're just thinking on their face.
So I would be like in hearing after hearing after hearing.
No, you would basically get written warnings every day. You'd get like 5 written warnings in one day. So it makes no sense.
Yeah.
The last but not least, the hugging one?
I guess. Because I guess normally in a working space, it's all professional. Why is it do you want to be hugging anyway?
Because you're friends. But I also agree with this one. I feel like if you're going to hug a girl that is not your friend, that you're just being polite with, first of all, don't hug her because it's COVID. You're not supposed to be touching people.
But even outside of COVID, I guess, maybe someone is just promoted or whatever.
Exactly.
You want to say congrats.
Yeah, there are other ways to congratulate people. Okay, it depends on the type of relationship you have with this person. Like, if you are friends, like... Okay, but me and you are friends and we don't hug. So I feel like it makes sense to... This rule actually makes sense. So, but if you are going to hug your co-worker, definitely over the shoulders. Over the shoulders. Over the shoulders, okay? All right.
And for precisely a second.
And for... but like, a second, you basically... Your hands are still in the air and your second is already over.
Yeah, that's like the rule. That's actually stipulated in the rule.
It's like you're playing hot potato. Have you ever played hot potato? You legit
you are playing hot potato with another person.
You're playing hot potato with another person when you hug them. So it's just like, over shoulders, 1 second, over. End of hug. Definitely. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly that. So I guess, you know, in a workplace, you want to be all professional and stuff.
Yeah.
So I agree with this one. I don't see anything wrong with it, really.
Yeah.
Even myself, I'm not, even like, if it wouldn't even be like a personal attack, I'm not as tactile. So much so that I would feel like this would be a hindrance in how I communicate with other people.
Look, I am, but I don't just hug anyone. I don't, like, I wouldn't randomly go to a coworker and hug them. I basically hug, like, people in my very close circle of people. And I feel like the rule still is very valid, and I'm a hugger. So for me, I'm like, yes, please bring in this rule. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that rule. I am not against that rule at all.
Yeah. All right. So we both agree on the last of the rules.
Yep. And sadly enough, that is it for today's show.
Oh, no.
I know. It is so
tears.
Sad.
They just won't stop running down my eyes.
This is where we insert the sad piano music.
You know, we need a little soundboard, you know.
We do.
I think it'll be fun.
You know which one I would abuse? Dum, dum, dum.
Yes, that's very appropriate, especially for the stuff we discuss. Eh?
Exactly. You know what? Who needs a soundboard when you have your own mouthpiece?
When you have Naomi.
Box. Exactly. When you have Naomi. That is it for today's show.
Pre-record. Yep, we can just pre-record your soundboard sounds.
You know, I only have like a range of two different ones, the dum 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 and my normal speaking voice. So, yeah.
Oh, we can work with that.
Okay, same time, same place next week with Pinky and the brain.
You didn't need to mention me so many times.
Oh, my soul, be humble. Here is Reactive, the Movement, a song called Passion. We will catch you on next week's show. Peace.
Peace out.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
When I enter your heavenly sanctuary.